like the political and the political environment. But I'm investigating to tonight is not a law that has pertaining to the fishing board and the outdoor training, but simply the background, the lack of background, the relationship between Connick and Connick and Connick and Co. That is the topic of my share tonight. It's a dinner, they said, it's my last year on the Dallas Order. I'm walking along the boundary line of Aloha and Aboda. I don't know what's Aloha here and what's Aboda. What's thought, what is called, is the life. Whoever is acquainted with my mind in this Rambam story, in the way of describing the Halacha, would notice immediately that the Rambam is here too long. To be a healer, I'll worry to repay our dark air. To be a healer, I'll worry to allow the house to repay us from the open or to pay rather. To pay the path to choose. Interesting, quite frightening, the contact with the patient. That comes with a fight. The wrong speed of sorrow in general. An actual disaster. To when it's time. When the devil ordained the killing, he says, the devil there, Mitzalki Hachimo. So to speak, to be the healer of the world, the healer of Darki Hachimo, he employs a different phrase. The double the mentality has to work. Here apparently he substituted for the phrase the double the mentality has to work a more elaborate description of the objective of the left to be the hero of the world, the spare dark has to work the years of the problem of Martin or Roy, who must be able to say no, she is a different way, like a long description, which is not typical of the Roman. In general, when the Rambam defines Chonet, the Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Beit Gimel, he does it in terms of cure. Chonet is always the response on the part of the community or on the part of the individual who was struck by disaster to cure. The two concepts, talent and sorrow, are inseparable. There is no talent without sorrow. Of course, you can accept the neither talent, correct? But neither talent is also a means of one. In the concept of sorrow, I'll explain it to you later. There is no, because and the philosophic, an angel confirms that this relationship is genuine. Anenu, Adishem, Anenu, the Yin, Saint, and the Senu, she's the Torah of Zeno, Anenu. Without the Torah of Zeno, Anenu, there is no Torah. The man lives in prosperity and abundance and peace, and happy, good mood, but the Torah actually has no value, he's not happy. He may care, he may accept that the Torah is the leader, the power, for Allah to tell you the Torah is the leader. Relevance of the Torah depends upon the experience of sorrow. It is a suffering, linguistic, and cultural, shetodi ala sibo,
Ashiruchamu min ha-shamayim. Rabbi Bavner winds on an obligation to test whenever the community is called by God, until mercy is obtained. Then the Rambam says, in the Talmud of Tanis, Tanis Aleph, Aloha Tes, Tanis Aleph, Aloha Tes. Kishim she'atibu l'tanim al sorason, tahayohim l'tanim al sorason. Kishad, are they sure you're a chile? They say about Nibbo, they also the Vinsu Asuri, Yeshri l'tanim salov, the Levati Shrachu l'tanim. Now, so both Tanis Sibur and Tanis Yachim are linked with the experience of self, with the confrontation between man and his outside. Now, let us just find a lot of definition. A soul, what is soul? Really, soul from the root, but... I will put more away than I have to. Comments, I mean, complete examples of Torah. He says, a bone being lost in the desert, you'll be catching. The Rambam in the Bengal of Allah is also spoken of Torah of Tibur. Torah, he's sitting on the feet, he goes about the chapter, the high sea, the ground, the plain. Torah means disaster, calamity, and refers to a situation in which the life of an individual or of a community is threatened. It is quite obvious that the assessment of a situation as a disaster situation, as a situation of terror, the rest of an objective culture, such as the survival. And if at all, it certainly does not reckon with the subjective reaction of the individual or community to the trouble which beset them. I mean, at times the individual or the community may be gripped by a terrible fear in face of a minor incident, which happens quite often. Not only the individual, but the multitude as well, on the contrary. Because of mental fear, I mean, mostly is prone to exaggerate. I mean, the gravity of the situation. At times, in the end, in which an incident which is evaluated from a practical objective viewpoint will prove to be a minor significance and not critical at all. At other times, the reverse is true. A great situation, which portends evil, is ignored by the people involved in it. There's no doubt that the person, when it is about to gain a client, will not pay attention to the subjective response to disaster or calamity or any tragic event, but would rather reckon with the objective side of thought and ignore the objective response. The Rambam in three words, the types of trouble, which are thought, and they all can be simply defined and termed as thought at an objective level. However, we haven't had the profound understanding for the frightened soul, for the person who is gripped by fear and alarm. They could not ignore it. The subjective start of suffering was also taken into consideration by Allah. And let's not fool ourselves like this, like gentle about it, anxiety, may at times strive individual, or even group of people, and the slightest provocation. And in such a case, mental anguish may be a heavenly proportion, and not be inferior at all, both as to the intensity of pain and the feeling of uneasiness which accompanies such an apprehensive state of mind is not inferior at all to real desire. It is completely irrelevant how to deal, how to allow it, whether the apprehensive or the foreboding on the part of the individual is normal or abnormal. Suffering is not recognized by the application of a scientific term like the old. So a basic individual denotes not objective, denotes narrowness, and one of the narrow terms, restrictiveness, and restrictiveness. The thing of being cramped or confined, minamata, what we call. And this connotation may equally apply to real as well as to imaginary trouble. Now the question arises at the precept of summit. Is it as we have stated of God, confined to the kind of sorrow we compared to self in real objective disaster, such as sickness, war, pain, captivity? What about situations in which the person feels uneasy and overcome by anguish and fear, even though such a mental state is not warranted, is measured by objective standards? Has Allah ignored it completely? I don't believe Allah has put it right. I believe that the respect to Tamil, we will have to distinguish between Sorat Hatsibu and Sorat Ayot. What would you say? Which sorrow would be measured, should be measured by objective standards, and which sorrow can also be evaluated from subjective viewpoint. Of course, in Hebrew, interestingly, the Rambam said Aleph in Yosef Khan, it's a lot of Aleph, not a lot of Aleph, and it's easy to meet, with a sign of Yehuda, which is a sign of Yehuda, which is a sign living for Hashem, the whole race, living to enjoy Hashem, the whole race, Torah of Delos, the Torah of Delos. What do I mean by Torah of Delos? It's a race, what's the Torah of Delos? I don't believe there are race, sorry. Yeah, and the people for the station of Delos, the race is up, means real is up. There's two those situations in which anxiety reflects not a real danger, but one's own fear and apprehensive. But where I'm in Sorat Hatsibu, we can't go there. However, as regards Yochit, the veil of the winner. As far as Yochit is concerned, any kind of anguish should result in one. The fact that latter is the fruit of one's own imagination is without significance, as far as any human is concerned. And I have an Allah's proof for it, I have a demonstration for it. The best Allah's demonstration, which I want to introduce, is the institution of Tamil College. Tamil College is a full-fledged college, full-fledged, not inferior to any other country. The name of that, Tiny Colin, actually, there is something characteristic and unique about Tiny Colin, which is not applicable to any other family. Since all Tamil are bound up with sorrow, why should one be allowed to test you on the Sabbath if you have a good dream? Of course, he's allowed. If he's not allowed, he's not allowed to test. Many of the same there, Korea Tiny Colin, the Nazi Azumo. And these dreams are come by fear. In the land of the nightmare, we see the fear for hell, He is incomprehensible. Yet such state of mind is not caused by some external event which is actually undermining the safety of the individual. The fear is a product of his own family. Nevertheless, the committee warns him. Feels his voice. Any depression, any depression. So Tanya Sayochi can also be separated, not by catastrophic events,
but by the mental depression, anger, fear, alarm, convincing stuff.
Now let us think out the historical impression to give you the background of Tanya Sayochi, so you'll always be able to understand the significance of the historical place, what I call the Alba. Again, I'll repeat the Rambam sentence. Yes, I'm young, she told his story when he started to make me a story. She knew who I am, she did a hell of a lot of to the king of dark ashes. Let us investigate the link between the historical comment, which we call change, and talk. Where is here? Where is the link here? Where is the, actually, what is the relationship? A tissue of authority. To fall. To be down. What actually precipitates the need for Tommy? If Rachonim had ordained, not only Rachonim, basically the people who ordained that we did, with the reason on the Jewish support, how many times Anybody is that wise to tiny conjugal tunnels and to individual tunnels, as well as to the historical universal tunnels? But the world is there. The world here be taught to meet the tunnels must be the latter. Otherwise, the tunnels will be the latter. Of course, I know what you welcome here. From the The Rambam meets me at Shore Shiluba because of the tragic events which happened on those days, right? Yes. But somehow let me be a plain, The tragic events of which the Rambam speaks happened 1900 years ago. Some happened to 2500 years ago, approximately. We cannot say the disaster of Christ Rahman will clam the community as a people. There's something calamitous. Before the Jew, right here and now, before it may turn the shoes and begin to stand alone. Then the question is of it. And the question is of it. Is very bad of them. Probably. Why are we under an obligation to test since there is no direct encounter? There is no direct confrontation between us and the event. No matter how tragic the event was, 1900 years ago, since early in the 1960s, the event happened to be played in Antigua. It's a lot of questions. What do you say?
Yes,
Romney means that we have $10, Robert.
We'll see what else I answer. That answer will go ahead and deal with the encounter. Well, since Torres is the expression of confrontation between you and the rock.
I'm not going to change my
thinking. I believe that the shaman has ever had this question. I mean, in an explicit form, yes. You wouldn't find a question in explicit form in our literature. However, I believe the question was implicitly asked by the shaman and answered. And a certain machlokes rishonim, a controversy among the shaman, which has divided the shaman into two camps, I believe, contains two answers to this problem. That's what I want to discuss now. The Mishneh in Rosh Hashanah, it's too bad, I'm sorry if you don't understand. But it's certainly good of you. Says, the Mishneh is that, it's set on the dollar. Says, Al Shisho Chadoshim Mashmi Kandesh. There's one which is said to get him to inform the communities about the exact designation of the month, six times a year. Then it was relevant to the people to know the exact date. Al Nikon is Rafeta, about all the Kleatonis, and then Valero with Rosh Hashanah, Val Tishrei with Netakonis Ameyadeis, Uksheroyo Beit HaMikdash Kayom, Oyemetsin Gam Aliyah, is a better thought. But the Gemara asks, the Nitzkin Name Atamus Vedeh, why didn't they communicate the precise date? I mean, I didn't build the community to assign dates to the various communities. I mean, with respect to Tammuz and Tevez, because there are two perfects. She was of the Tammuz, that's all the things. With more answers, my decrees, Hiloma, Adeshem, sorry, they, Tema Ovi, the Tema Kamishi, the Tema Shvi, the Tema Asire, Yil, the Sihudon, the Sotin, the Sinfo, the Emes, the Asholi, the Elvu, the cover of the tree, the cover of the suffering of the simple, the man who is showing you the suffering of the simple, the man who is showing, pray. The sentence is incomplete. Omar has thought of it. The machine has to be made. The man who is showing by him, whether it's peace and peace prevails in the world, you know the suffering of the simple. It's an ancient film. In the days of blood and territory. Well, the other thing, don't accept the young Judea Samogos, literally it's a big image by the king, but it means in the persecution, think, then the Soviet is mandatory. In Judea Samogos, the insolent, neutral time, neutral government. But to this, it's not to bear. There is no persecution, however, there is no peace either. One of them is, what to be sunning, then the summer becomes optional. What to be sunning, what to any summer. It depends upon the decision or determination of the individual or the community. We must, that's why the shooting has not been set. For some of the days, because the determination are optional. You want a tissue of knowledge? So why did he expect shooting on a cohort? I'm going to put a shiny tishabot. Tishabot is different. It's a unique case. She hooked them with their toys. The tragic events have been appeared to people. Multiplied or have appeared twice. What rule has been formulated by Rabbi Shimon Chassidus is, in spite of the explanation by the Gemara, not complete. And here we find that the Rishonim, I say Rishonim, basically, I came across, I mean, only one Rishon, who differs from all other Rishonim, Yehuda Hamad. It's not interesting, I was looking yesterday, I mean, I want to find someone who discusses this problem, it's a very important problem, but I haven't found anybody. The Rambam is. The Rambam has his own approach to this subject.
There have been the Chananel, and the Ramban, and the Hasbor, and the Ritor. Those five questions I know have interpreted this to be different.
Ein Luchot, yes, showing me something that's important. To what period in history? In this room, we are not.
All right, you say it's showing, it ain't showing, it ain't zero. Zero, but all right, but let us speak in terms of historical period. Of historical theology. When do you have?
Is the Rav, the Rabbi Hananel, the Hasbor, and the Ramban, and I believe, I have this will also be, that Rashi, the two agreements with them, interpreted the phrase, the man should be showing you the suffering of Simcha, in reference to the time of the second Bishamigdash. Ma'am, Pai Sheini, at the time of the second Bishamigdash, the same age, well, I don't know, say celebrated, as Yom Kedem, no, certain Simcha, not Akshia, certain Simcha. Anyway, they did not observe the same age, and apparently they celebrated them as special. We've never come across any source in the Gemara. In the time of Rashi,
There would be some praise in our literature. There's not a single remark, not a single statement by anyone.
Either by Chachmei HaTalmud or even by the so-called, I mean, Tzadkut Chitzenit. We don't know actually such an institution. But however, the Ramban would be, Tzadkut also would be, Rabbi Hananel, and the Ritvor, and the Hasbor. Rashi in order to get out of this process. It's a dilemma, I have to tell the dilemma. So Rashi said, we thought in Rishi in God, I stood in the head of the Bishayim. Rashi is toned down. If actually, holiday, I mean, then this, it would have been a record. It would have been a holiday. No, the only thing is,
no, there's no
time. What do you do? You say you shouldn't be married?
I mean, that's exactly what it did on Tishba.
Actually, why did Rashi say so? Why didn't Rashi translate himself? The semantics of certain Simcha, literally. Certain Simcha, and of course, he's very outspoken about it. Certain Simcha, the mirror didn't take it.
Because Rashi was not a problem. Actually, and the Shabbat Kama was a great holiday. They are rejoicing. It would have been a holiday. It would have been a holiday. This is Shabbat Kama. Then, Ein Gzera Tamalchus, the Ein Sholei, forgot to Nisanim, forgot to Ein Nisanim, according to all of them, it is good. This state in the room refers to the Zman Hazeh. To exist, the Lord, years of dispersion and exile, the whole period is divided into two, so to say, into two units. So one unit is Ein Gzeiras HaMalchus, the Ein Sholei. It means a certain, to a time when the Jews lived relatively, in relative peace and prosperity, were not subjected to vicious persecution, and the probably freedom of observance, to worship without restrictions, and there were times when there was Malchus of heaven. Malchus actually against him persecution. So during times of persecution, the thing has become mandatory. And during times of relative calm and peace, so the thing is optional. Depends upon the determination of the individual or the community. The Rach, I'll just throw the Rach,
בזמן שישורים קוראים הכל זמן שבתמיד יש היקה לך, ואתם קוראים עוד נושא מיני קיים? אבל וואת, איפה, 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 יש גזירה, כן, אין גזירה ואין שורים, כגון עכו בזמן הזה, ורח, אין לו אותו שם. ועוד של ניסנים, ועוד אין ניסנים. כפי שבור לאילון, שתי גבורך, ואף על פי שאין שום סכונת. כפי שבור זה אקספשן של הרוב, always up there, even though times are relatively normal and calm. Yeah. Now, what are the conclusions to being said from this chapter? Remember, I've heard that it's Joseph, all I think is not know that there is a matter of all to forget, you keep that being complete,
And conditions and stuff.
The conclusion with respect to the dark down the chain are obvious. Basically, the events of the day which took place so long ago, it means the whole of the earth, cannot be classified under the halachic category of thought. Because if the Chumash Kabbalah is as historic enough to determine the defined of thought, then there would be no need, actually, I mean, to take into consideration, present circumstances. It is completely, completely irrelevant. Apparently, the historic events per se isolated from our acute experiences is not to be classified as the category of children which calls for it. Basically, trauma means acute trauma, which strikes with tremendous force something fresh, new, whose impact crushes human forces with a face and courage. This is trauma. Torah comes usually suddenly. It is disastrous because it's alien and unknown. Beautiful. And the Churban could not be classified under this type of thought. Because the pain is not sharp. And actually it is just a memory. Of course, it's an old memory of a tragic event which befell our people 2 million years ago, and a memory cannot produce the effect and cannot evoke the response in the form of the response of the part of the community in the form of sound. Therefore, the Rabban, Rabbi Hanamel, and all the Shemim held the view that the things are mandatory only by the community. In the latter is confronted with intolerance, persecution, and bigotry. That's all. But then, in such a case, they said, if the community is subjected to restrictive edicts with danger threatened, then the whole thing becomes binding. And everyone must test. However, the factor which precipitates the obligation is the present trouble in which the community meets, is confronted. However, once the community is confronted with evil and finds itself in real danger or in distress, it reminds itself of the theology of suffering, of the source of all our vexing problems.
our misery and desolation. And the changing sort of things becomes an antibody. But the salt actually the confrontation is not between Jews and an archaic event,
present day,
1900 years ago, but between Jews and a few troubles, a few disasters. But since the problem is considered the cause of all disasters, the real argument is still that the so if theology is taken into consideration, and it tests not only the cause of it, persecution to which one is exposed at present, but because something awful and dreadful happened so many years ago, which is responsible for all outcomes. And while crying out in prayer and despair because of real oppression and humiliation which beset the community, we have to mourn for and grieve over the destruction of the believers, which is responsible for everything. Oh, for how martyrdom is so lost.
This is one answer. Otherwise, we don't understand the moral thought. What is persecution in order to convert and obscure not so funny to command the question?
The Rambam disagrees with that. And interprets the story in an entirely different way. I am quoting now from the commentary of the Mishnah, the definition of the commentary. Mm-hmm. The Shemi, the Rebbe of Yisrael, at the time of the Bayi Shemi, he did not say, we are so obligated. We are so obligated. The Mishnah was the commentary. Our Mishnah, the Rebbe of Yisrael, we shall lay on your race away. Whoever wanted did say, whoever desired not to say, did not appear. What do you say about it? By the way, I'm going to try to continue. The Ram interprets that by shaming is not solemn boy. Mm. If by shaming, when they are categorized as solemn boy alone, then there would be no choice at all. On the contrary, fasting would have been forbidden. We certainly have seen from the other day. All right, we have some Chinese dancing in the streets on this. But the forest seems to have been optional. As Rambam said that during by Shane, even she was of the time to consider the thing that was optional. And optional means what it means optional. But I mean, if I do that, I realize I'm here now. It comes to Tafonis. The Tafonis is significant, as well. Otherwise, I mean, just if I save some food, I mean, not to do the forest. But what does this mean? What does this sound? Does that mean that Chazal is giving him some mission not to eat? I mean, save some food, I mean. What does it mean? What does it mean? If I have decided I have to test, and I mean I need for testing, then I'm schematonis. So during the time of my training, there was schematonis, after most of the Tammuz, and I saw the Davis. So is Yeshua in the aim of certain Kimbo?
Even Christian God, they could have avoided. Tenacious of Harlow, for you the Sunday, the least to test on Christian God during the time of the Shemi, means the Christmas Mine or Angel Shemi the day. Because the tragic events of the people happened to be there. So what does the Ram say? The Shemi, the people during the time of the era of the Shemi, have observed Christian. The Gemara says, the Levitsky and Tisha B'av Nama is Shani Tisha B'av Nama is Shani Tisha B'av Nama. It is obligatory. Tisha B'av Nama have accepted. They have adopted Tisha B'av Nama by precedent. The short of anything did not adopt, did not accept by precedent. So de facto, what happened de facto is as follows. That she was of a Tammuz and whoever wanted Amir was optional. Tisha B'av became mandatory by precedent.
by authority of presidents, not by authority of...
Minute.
At the time of the Baisheni, they did observe neither the first of Tammuz nor Tavis. Of course, because those who wanted defense and those who did not want, did not observe. For this reason, Belgium never dispatched Shluchim to inform the communities about the regulation of the month of Tavis and Tammuz. The verse, Tiyam Ha'ashem, Tiyam Ha'ashem, Tiyam Ha'ashem, the first of Julius suggests that the fasting on those days was optional. If they desired to do fast, if they did not desire, those days they did not. Even though it was not mandatory to fast on Tishabov, as we have mentioned before, they did observe Tishabov as a fast day because of the repetition of the problem. That's what you're looking at. In short, the Rambam applied the statement in Zerol and Sholim, what to the son and what to Amy Sonim, to the time of the Bible. I'm not a historian, but a little bit about history, Jewish history, I know, I'm the Rambam. It's applied to Bible Shem as a statement, you're Sholim, or Amy, or Sotter, or Sinkos, in the Rosh Hashanah. In his opinion, our ancestors, throughout the 4 or 5 centuries of the Bible Shem, did observe Tisha B'Av, but not the other things. The year of the Baisheni, which according to Rabbi Hanami and other Rishonim, it was termed as the time of Sholem Bayom, was designated by the Rambam as the era of Ein Gzeiro Leishon. Other Rishonim maintained there was no observance of Tisha B'Av during the time of the Baisheni, and there are difficult times in the Gemara. For instance, Tisha B'Av had a problem. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi 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 פעם אחת כל תשע בריז בשבת ודוחנים לאחר השבת ויישמנו די ולא ישלמנו I mean, they did not complete it on it, because Yom Tov Shalonu, it fell on Tisha B'Av. What kind of Yom Tov Shalonu? The Chol Eitzim, because each family had a day designated, for the offer of Eitzim, for the Chol Eitzim. Tisha B'Av did not exist, Tisha B'Av was not observed during the training. How could they simply bring the fast on Tisha B'Av and jump to Shalom on your face about this question? The time is, so they just, the younger that called me, seeing what the thing, he had to hold me down. No, dear. I go to Ram, then the Mishnah is like the Ram. Whose designation used to be communicated to the Papkri, to the Arab Israel of the diaspora. Yeah, in short, the Ramni Kuwait, in short, in Israel, some outlook in the period of the Baisheni, and what you are called to the Rambam, Zera Shamaki, yes, Zera Bayom, not neutral, Zera, continuous trouble, continuous persecution, continuous disaster. This is Mare, this 1900 long year of searching and exile, according to the Rambam, classified as one unit under the heading a continuous succession of chicanery, of oppression, of persecution.
The Kufas.
Huh?
The Kufas is there.
Yes. And in Sholem Zera Tanaugus, this is the period of
Fine. What period does the verse have to discuss in the Simcha? Yes, shall we wait on that one for the Rambam?
Yes,
we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. The first, I mean, the late Mashiach, the time of the Messiah. And the Rambam in the Chastanis, the Rekhi, I don't know what I have here. I believe we have it here.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Aber ich habe nicht mit dem Jumpe, die mit Kosten sind, was wir machen, um alle Schirm, das sind wir wirklich immer verliebt, die Maschinen, die Maschinen, die wir wieder auf Kosten sind, von mir haben wir gegen, wo immer ich das schon mehr habe. Na komm, wir haben immer das schon mehr, wenn wir uns nicht mehr. Mein Mann ist nur Jumpe, mit Respekt, die literally Interpretation von Kosten. It means according to the Rambam that even during times of relative prosperity and tolerance, when the Jews granted the many opportunities, that the opportunity to live in abundance and freedom, they were still under an obligation to bear all success, all time. Correct? Interesting is, I mean, this is a pure Mishnah. The question is on many times we don't rely on the Mishnah. For Rambam, we know that the Rambam has changed his mind about many halachas. And has a good formula, many ideas that we wish to have. The question is pure Mishnah for Rambam, I mean, the Rambam is outspoken, he's very explicit about it. There are no doubts, no ambiguity. The Rambam says that in simple terms, that during the time of the Boros, the exilic time, that say all things are mandatory, during the Yesheni, I mean they were optional, the Leit HaMashiach, they'll tell us the festival. What about the Rambam in Mishnah? He says in Mishnah. In Mishnah Pere, he has simply omitted to mention the Sukkah. Yes, the Sholem, the Tamachos, Ein Sholem, Ein Sholem, Ein Tamachos. But however, the Magdi Mishnah, and all the Shemites, it's Yosef, all the Torah Rambam, take it for granted that the Rambam has concurred with all the Shemites. That even nowadays, Atonius may sometimes be optional. I mean, namely, at the time, or when the Jews need, so to say, in freedom. Ein Sholem in the Israel. On what do they say, this opinion? On what they say to the Rambam, our Shemites. You can take it look at it. Now look at that. Start to hear look at that. They are born in the Athenians, they are in the Torah, and they are born. They know we, the same Achamishi, they know we, the same Tamos, 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 the same Suggested, the term that was suggested to them, that the Rambam is not going to be the Torah. Let me just ask them one question. Is the Rambam not going to be the Torah? Is the Rambam says, well, it depends on the Rambam. The Rambam should have said, in times of persecution, it's completely independent upon minute. Only
in times of relative calm and peace and prosperity. I mean, the minister in the sky is conclusive. The Ram didn't say one word about it. He didn't discuss it. Then, however, if we accept the text of the Ramba, he's saying it entirely, then we have no choice but to accept the conclusion of the matter we say that the Ram is in agreement with all the theologians. He concurred with the Ram. Yet, whoever is familiar with the Rambam will immediately know the lack of the usual stylistic grace and dexterity of expression, which is not characteristic of the Rambam in this sentence. The sentence is clumsier, if I were a teacher of heroes, people would ask such a sentence, I would think it would be what I say, a deed of the Sarkhan. The sentence is not constructed well. You actually read the sentence. In Ragu, called Israel, this man in Israel is Sanis. First of all, let me ask you a question. What is the semantics of this man in Israel? This man in Israel can have his two meanings. One meaning by Israel, nowadays.
One is it.
Oh, this man in Israel means, and those days, mentioned before. Now tell me, what does this man in Israel mean? This man are there, nowadays, what means on those days which he mentioned before?
Those days.
The Nuabu called Israel, this man made only son. Yes. In Hebrew, unfortunately, in Hebrew is any time qualification, adverbial time qualification, follows the verb and does not proceed. The Nuabu is son is this man made. Not only call out Israel, this man made only son, you don't know what this man made only. And secondly, we have said not this money man.
Why this money man?
The other man. This money man. He didn't have enough. Then the Rambam said, the order is simply, it's suspended.
Should be
anywhere. You need air. You don't hear that. That's what you know. It should have said like this. The Noah book of Israel is standing this money man. The Ram didn't say it, a clumsy sentence. There is just one, the text is corrupted. There is just one additional word. How do I know the text is corrupted? I, as a matter of fact, I knew about it for a long time. I've known that the text is corrupted, I've known for a long time. But I haven't lately to come across Yuri Shane quoting the Rambam. And they quote the Rambam, correct? The sentence should be like this. They know that one word is brought about all the world. It's responsible for all our problems. The word who will you give with us? If you eliminate the word at who will you give with us? You just leave that be you give with us. Then it's an excellent sentence. They know that for Israel, this man in Elo, it is the custom for Israel nowadays to first the Yudim Ube'edah, to first and the 13th Adar, and the memorial to the Zichel Etani, she is standing in the honor of the memorial to the first observed in Hammerstein. In other words, after the Rambam stated in the preceding chapter that our sins are expressed to the first in the prophet, we speak of the test of the fourth and the fifth and the eighth. Yes. He remarks in paragraph 5 that there is a fifth heaven which was established not by Tachone but by Minech, and that there is no scriptural authority as sanctioned that day. No doubt about it, I have no doubt. The Sefer Ameiris, Sefer Ameiris was in the Provence, it will tell you Sefer Ameiris. It was published by Blau. Sefer Ameiris. He closed the Rambam there of God without the world. And this man in Malolos, it's a semantic man in Malolos. We don't know to nowadays, this man is there. It's that period, so I think he's period. Not in those days. Days that I'm going to say they're the better word for days. Again, it's a wonderful word. In short, thing. The authority of the ministry is exclusively related to the sanitation. The other thing is being ordained by the public. Of course, it's a being in the kingdom who is the one expressing the organization. Otherwise, you would have said, you are compelled to say that I'm changing mind, and that's the nature. And about faith and agreed with the leader in his country. So now, what is the interest? My managers did not make us the observance of the Arbor Treaty with the political status, with the respective political status of the Jew in the diaspora. That my managers did not. The famous must be observed regardless of changing political fortunes. Now the question arises, in one moral event which is enveloped by the mist of distant times, which lies in the past, which happened 1900 years ago, the Russian Guerrillas. The higher rising of the sun is the present one. And why the faces of Trump, from the present, may somehow link up this trouble as a result of another event which is responsible. But I thought I'm going to say that. The third thing is, whether I'm somehow the star of the sun is, the sun is the famous particular figure, somehow there's no foundation. And I'm saying, it is related to sorrow, but there is no confrontation. There is no direct contact between the disaster, between the Jew of death, and the disaster. Yeah. There are two answers to this problem, according to the Rambam. One answer is that the Rambam is also not in the same way, as far as I did. But if I distort the nature, it must be linked up. It is acute. Suffering and trouble expressed cannot be related immediately and exclusively to after that. But then the question is, in case one and vain, vain zero, why should it test? I mean, why the test mandatory, obligatory? Apparently the Rambam's opinion was, might be, that it never happened in Jewish history. In any period. The jury in proper, speaking by a single community, and speaking about the world over, means the jury in proper enjoys freedom and trust. There has never been any root of this. Of course, if we take the glance, if we look at the glance, a jury as a people, in its entirety. Someone somewhere on the face of the earth, some Jew somewhere,
suffer.
On the face of the earth, has always been subjected to persecution, oppression, and humiliation. Whether the persecution occurred in the very center of Jewish life, or in some peripheral community, in some far off land, is irrelevant. And the path of Jewry has never been smooth, and some tribes, some communities, bear at all times to share of suffering. And of course, in a sense, there are insurance in general, cannot be judged determined by a single community. It would be left itself. Insurance in general must embrace the Claudius Royal, and the Claudius Royal has never lived the last 1900 years. There's never lived with her, of which you could say,
shoulder.
This is one answer. I don't believe this is the general solution. Of course, the total destiny of the Jew as such is a decisive factor. And that is why the Rambam says there is.
And it will fit beautifully the same reference that the fair color, which we read in the very beginning. However, in my opinion, there is another answer, which most likely reflects the thinking of God. And it will fit beautifully the same reference that the fair color, which we read in the very beginning. The observance of the Talmud is intertwined with the Allahic unique idea of the Torah. The Rambam himself says so, according to the same Allah. Remember, what is the Torah within the Allahic frame of life? It certainly exceeds the area of mechanical reproduction from the latent pale image of the animal, which transpires and moves on with the tide of time. It's changed. It's more than that. But memory is, and I always call this part memetic sticking, the first part of the lecture. If memory zochas kremes, we have the semantics of reproduction of the sentence, it would simply be out of context. How can you say, Kimide dabre de zochas kremes, and while I talk about him, I remind myself of it. The sequence is just a, it is a reverse. First I remind myself of somebody, then I begin to discuss. Then I discuss the person, if I don't remember. And the Zohar's grammar means not just to remember, to recollection, which is mechanical recollection, which is usually associated. It means more than that. I'm involved. Zohar's grammar, by his grammar, the Shem, not really, I remember. Forgot her and he remembered. And there is no forgetfulness about the throne of the Almighty, so there is no remembrance in our limited unity sense. Remembrance means simply being involved, one. It is the resilience that enables certain genders to preserve, and it's typical of us, of the Jews, to preserve after many centuries the freshness and the interest and the energy. It's very strange. Remembrance in this connection means the tenacity and the determination to resist the onslaught of time which makes dust upon him, events and experience. Would you have it? You will tell me, I mean, Meshra Ben is that much closer than any person in this place. These are his people, I mean. Meshra Ben is because 500, 700 years ago, I mean, he's an associate of ours. He's our contemporary. The result of Misha Rabbeinu learned less than others. His image has never been antiquated. Because we used to work through, then our holidays will be there to be completely. The others persistently maintain the very experience, be they passionate and tragic, be they redemptive or failing, do not die because those men have time to free their being. And now I can tell you something else, personally. I can tell you, my personal experience. Unfortunately. I hope you are sorry. Time is not here. It wanders along the time. Time is here as one of me guys might tell you. In spite of the tyranny of time, events arise, influencing human actions, and affording them the opportunity to establish communication lines throughout the millennia with people, and then leave all the people. But so long ago. What, in other words, what happens to this house?
certain events do not just strike a new way, they remain with the man, with the individual, the same, marking the beginning of a long series of consequences which continue almost without interruption down to the present time. The whole color and the temper of one's life changes henceforth because of a certain event. I know it from my private life. I don't have to reach for history. Certain event. Stay with me. There is the remainder. The shadow of destiny charged event thrills man for the rest of his life. The event, then what happens, is a story. An event which is by its very definition transitory, turns into a permanent state. An experience which is transient by its very nature, turns into a steady awareness. Basically, you see, as the crime is not an event to us. What it is the time?
Awareness.
It's a consciousness. You know the difference between events and an experience and an awareness. An experience fades away. An awareness, I mean, stays in the ground. If you haven't knew of such a memory dash awareness, hyphenated awareness, in which immortalizes events and experiences, it's quite obvious. The famous awakening which we repeat every year by brothers from there, okay, try what I'm doing. You know, yes, on the time it needs one of the relations of all duties to act on the heart. As he himself, just being free from his line, bears a witness to the ability of our awakening of men or of our people to live with them and not to let them die, to protect them. If a mother protects a child sometimes, someday, who wants to protect a child from the age of death? And she feels it's encouraging on the child. The accident is not the only event to reach rose to the height of the memory awareness, the experience awareness. There are many more. I cannot investigate them in the framework of this lecture. I mean, a variety of erotic words which can only be understood against the background of a living memory, or rather an experience awareness or a memory awareness. It is self-evident that the institution of the Tsemes, in particular, Kishabalam, is rooted in this marvelous historical memory which keeps events alive for countless generations and which teems with wonder that delight the heart and with disaster and tragedy which fill us with grief and sorrow. Until the present day, now let me ask you, has the Allah sanctioned this kind of memory with respect to catastrophe, as it is regarding redemption? It is a trial. Is there a solemn statement, as explicit and as unequivocal, as the Mishnah of Hodeh Vodeh Chayrodom Virusat Mikil Yotzim Mitzrayim, that in each and every generation, one must act and heal, as he himself had witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem, and as he himself who watched the temple go up in flames, is there such a walk or not? Yes, there is such a walk. For Jerusalem. So there shall be need for this amigre de yomo, in the whole of the yomo, this is the yomo. There is no need for Akkadic interpretations, so from the left wing sweep, temple is a walk. So what does it mean? As he himself had witnessed the food mechanism. As a matter of fact, the aloche that the one is supposed to cut clear, then it holds the ruins of the whole life, or of the needle, confirms our thesis that whom Yerushalayim is reenacted every time I come across the physical remainder of that home. Because we have a rule, as it were, in clear Mishat Chimut. One must not his garment, must not cut his garment or end his garment, unless he is gripped by sorrow, by pain, by grief. So apparently one comes in front of the king from Horowitz,
and rent his garments, apparently it is the shastrium for him. And this memory awareness is responsible for the karma of Tisha B'Av and all of us. Now, yet there is a basic distinction between the relationship of Tomei to an acute Tomei and the relationship of Tomei to the memory awareness of the star. When we examine the Avenic sequence, which commences, always let us take now we are just, and today is the summit, now it's the second summit. The Avenic period will commence 32, and she was a Metamus. Beginning with the moral Avenic period, the first commence and she was a Metamus, the last commence and she was a Metamus, and she was a
Metamus.
No. You can use that all. The Metamus is a Metamus. Basically, the Avenic period is just on it, is a triple one. A triple Avenic period. And I want you to understand that Chazal or Rishonim did not just introduce Avenic. If people speak of Avenic in general terms, they are mistaken. Avenic is always, the star of Avenic is always a replica of individual Avenic. In individual Avenis, individual Avenis can be divided into three periods. Of course, in reference to Avenis, but three periods. Avenis Shiva, translation in the big Avenis. The same is true at his thought, Avenis. Take, for instance, the Avenis of spirit. What kind of Avenis is it? Shleishim, the base Avenis or Shiva, that's Avenis of spirit. Because it cannot be Avenis of Shleishim, because if Avenis of spirit had been equated with Avenis of Shleishim, then kibbutz would have been prohibited. No one has said it yet. That someone will come now. That one is not supposed to. But that is one way of doing this. It means the base chayesh. The base chayesh consists of a tiferet, unless without the kabero, but without goro, it means the isa continues throughout the year, and the tamish. This is exactly what it is. But two injunctions here. Then, as far as Avenis Akhum is concerned, you have the 3 weeks, or the Gemara comes to the Gemara edition. If you look at the law, this again, at the Avenis of the 3 weeks, and the Chai Wachum, is identical with that law, after this thing. What is your thought? His parents is out there, or what else? Legalism. Kibbutz is Mutar. The 9 days, for the Gemara edition, is Chal and Fish of the Tera, the Avenis of Shreshim comes. It's slightly different. Slightly different. But Avenis of Shleishim commences, it consists of what? In Kibbutz. It's there, it's not out. What is it? It's Kibbutz. What is added during the 9 years? The 9 years after the Gemara, and 9 years after the Gemara. The Gemara is only Shleish Matthias. The 9 years Gemara is only Shleish Matthias, and I'm coming. So the 9 days of the Gemara, Shleish Matthias, and I'm coming. Coincide with Avenis of what? Shleishim. Tisha B'Av, there is something very strange. Tisha B'Av is a combination of two kinds of Avenis. Avenis of Shiva, called Dvorim Shorobu Asaba and Asura and Tisha B'Av, Tomer Abonon, and also Amine, which makes a little part. And here, Yarin, the injunction against Yarin and Baba Samdi, within the Gemara, this prohibition becomes operative at the Sudan of Seket, continue throughout the day of Tisha B'Av. Always. Yeah. Now, however, there is a basic discrepancy prevails between the start of communal mourning and individual mourning. The basic discrepancy. So while as regards individual mourning, the aim of the other move from a maximum to a minimum of death. From the stringent and thoroughly more of Shiva to the mild rules of Shleishim and the basis. Somehow he moves from the dark night of unreasoning desperation and utter loneliness
So are the same qualities as the morning star, which is our God. In the case of communal morning, as we go to the west, there is gradual beaming of the light and the peaceful step-by-step movement from an illuminated world into one submerged in darkness. So just in the opposite direction. From the melancholy and sadness of the 3 weeks to the great despair of pseudo-ascetics, which according to the Alope, represents the blissful horror of Nishimese nuclear power. The boy, and that is the boy. All of our beautiful lawyer, tenacious to Nishimese nuclear power. Whereas, as regards individual belief, the Alope prescribes gradual disengagement, steady relief from events, from the event, with respect to down things, the Alope recommends a further thrust, getting every day closer to the event until confrontation between you and event, the horrible event of whom is achieved. Why was such a reversal necessary?
I can imagine. Still, the ability of whom is a replica.
Yes, sir.
The ability of individual abilities. Oh, yes.
So why should not the communal ability come in, Mr. Ball, and slowly move on to situation, let us take the week following this issue, and conclude with the ability that it will finish for the dollars of the month. I cannot speak of something which has never been ordained, but it was quite possible. It was within the jurisdiction of the Chachamim to introduce such a sequence. But here it is.
We would not be a living example of what has transpired. We would not be the living example of what has transpired. We have to relive it.
Will you relive it, my comrade? What has fired the contrary? What has fired the contrary? The people were out of contact, the destruction and their little disengagement followed Tishabar. Here on the contrary. The answer is simple. The whole tunnel is nurtured by unique every second thought. The whole tunnel is nurtured by unique acts of the member. To such extent that the one who means the whole one that we should make him with us. This is Sudan of Second. To which this act of remembrance makes a leap into time and brings about the meeting of contemporary Jew in his 2,000-year-old event. This wondrous movement, which a wondrous act which runs counter to the human experience of time, because it moves from the present into the past, while the human man experiences time in a reverse order, cannot be performed spontaneously upon despair at the moment. It's impossible. It can only be attained at the end of the process of gradual ascent involving the consciousness of the memory awareness and elevating it from lower levels of cold associated memories to higher levels of historical experiential reality. It takes time. It cannot be performed overnight. There is the halachic way, you know. Sorry, history of mysticism. Mystics speak of the mystic way. They speak mystic way in chapter 7. They speak of mystic way in chapter 11. Mystic way. I think that the halachic way is really the mystic way. The halachic way leading from nostalgia, melancholy, via sadness and sorrow to desolation and bottomless grief and despair. You cannot start with despair, downward. One gradually, the Alope wanted the Jew gradually to plunge into the abyss of resignation. Now, in view of the above, we arrive at paradoxical conclusion. And this is Allah's idea. While the usual kind
in time of crisis and disaster events is the response of men to the answer of evil, which is in our case called sorrow. And the sorrow actually precipitates and generates the application of penance. The task of the historical tyrants is, on the contrary, to awaken men, to awaken the Jews to the presence of sorrow. When we deal with an acute sorrow, the sorrow comes first, the man is aroused, he is awakened to his reality, to his progress, and responds with tonal and filial prayer and supplication. Historically, I mean, the historical families had a different, moved in the opposite direction. The sorrow is not present before it begins to pass. Then does the Jew awaken to this presence of the sorrow? Then he takes off the shoes of the brothers of the Matzeket and sits down on the ground, in order to eat the sorrow of the Matzeket. When does he realize that the sorrow is real? Then is he confronted with the full of the Tanis, through the Tanis, by the Tanis, and on the way of the Tanis. The sorrow will keep up talking personally. You must be raised to the level of theology, which is clear and absurd. One test in order to re-experience the tragic drama of hope, the confrontation with historical evil, is not the cause of torment, but the result of torment. And that's what my mind is at. When I speak about actual problems, because it's the double from the daughter, the person is a house, the person is awakened, the present problem of evil, and suffering usually, you know the suffering, because suffering has cathartic, redemptive value, work, and the love of the person, and bringing back to the soul of the God. You see? But here is the Thomas, there is no sorrow before the Thomas comes out. Here is the answer. It says, the nation running to call his own inside of the sea, after she knew the air. We are here around bodies, but it's here at Darcy, actually. With respect to the routine that needs to do, he expressed himself differently. The door was there on the Darcy, actually. He omitted the air around bodies with respect. When an individual faces disaster, his heart is aroused. Immediately, he is spontaneously driven by fear and shouts for help. The Thomas actually represents human reaction to distress and suffering. The way to cure repentance and renewal has been paved by suffering. For in time of fear crisis, only humanity are re-examined. That is why my mind is, he is expressing the God of the without action, as I already said. What came the world?
Tragic.
The devil said that. The same thing is that. However, in the case in which the Torah is not real, since only a long and prospective walking on may bring free the one flow to the land, the field of Thomas precedes the land of God. The field of Thomas precedes the land. And the acute experience of faith. The avail is gradually rising. From faint memory to the bitter reality. The time serves as the instrument which precipitates the reality, the memory of the reality. Now, let's use that. This is more important than anything else. But the same time. Rather, if there are better objects to do the hero of body, then they are the extra things that are done at stake. Because there's nothing else to do. All the man has to do is to walk. Now let us not pay attention to another problem. Here actually, I told you that I was last year I read a lot of notes. Nothing I can tell you. Come forward to you. The notice are not written in earth. I know now about the first time. What's going on? This is not on the 7th of the season.
I cannot keep in control of any investors such parts. I want to make public all weapons. I want to make public all weapons. That's all right. That's the only reason to do. Let's not pay attention to another part. The right word, according to my mother, she should go observe at the time of the marriage. I would like to know. The first, we all know, was ordained by the Redeemer on account of whom the deliverance. Seems to be some leader she was restored, so it was not only the leader that was done. Justifying the text of that bishop. In magnanimous opinion, Abba's opinion, the restoration of the Beit HaMikdash did not render the ceremony of Kishon superfluous of you. Then I want to ask him, why should Kishon be abandoned? Moreover, be declared the day of rejoicing for the Kishon Kishon Kishon? If you say once the first, only the first, so let's continue it. I haven't been either. Why should the Messianic redemption abolish the institution of Tamil, while the Ezra redemption could not accomplish? What? What? I don't understand you. The new translation of the Tirush HaMishnah is published by Mr. Hatuk in the Tchitas Mini Atzorah Shir. Oh, fine. No other attention. I can't understand. Now, why don't you ask me? If he's speaking about the Baal Sheni, nothing had happened at that time in which singled Tisha B'Av out as a unique day. What Tisha B'Av
did
the Tisha B'Av is Nechav B'Rishen of Israel, so before the Shneo, not here, don't you depend on the Shneo? New can go better?
No better.
What better? The Nechav Shoyer in the city of Yerushalayim was flawed in form. All these events took place after the Chubim Baal Sheni. For the Baal Sheni, the Tisha B'Av was as simple in the Roman area, if any time if she wants to become a soft object, then... I expected it. So she wasn't come with a result for something. This double the other. Appears the Chazal did not. And the Gemara was saying, it's Kedor Mama! Gemara didn't say Shuklat, so it's... And John, it's clear. Gemara says, Kedor Mama! Nechra Babayis Bishniya Bereshenya Bishniya! You get a better than after a show year. So you want to tell what it meant, I mean, by the Jared Nehuktu Ratzor. Of course, this emperor, Nehuktu Ratzor, speaks beautifully into the same world of Shittas Rach, as of Hanabis, and as one of Ramah, the Nesugi was discussing the zero experience following the destruction of the second Nehuktu. However, the answer is quite out of context. If we accept the Rambam's interpretation, that the statements were optional along with the Talmud of the Baal Sheni, and that the Gemara actually debated the observance of Tisha B'Av during that period, all these things that the Gemara mentioned happened later. And the question arises, why was Tisha B'Av singled out as the day of mourning during the time of the Baal Sheni?
What is more, what is... The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says Hukfalata. The Gemara says Hukfalata. The Gemara says that here there is no political redemption. And basically, I wait there. Just a moment, I know that. I know the Ramban. And basically, the Tanaisim, I want you to know, the Tanaisim have not been established because of loss of political independence. Tanaisim are only linked exclusively to the Beit HaMikdash, the Kohen Gadol. I cannot answer the Rambam. I believe what the Rambam meant is something else. And Kripas Mine Eidel Shiviru should be interpreted not literally, but outside of it. You could even press in the interpretation to work. Apparently, there's a design of the Bible showing. Tishibel was the Shalom of the during Tishma, which was observed during the long and dreary 70 years of Ezra and Babylon, what is it? Shiru Shama, it was observed not only as the day of morning, but also as the day of prayer. Prayer and petition that the Bible should not be destroyed. So the Pasuk says, Ha'ekeke b'chedesh ha'chadishim, v'in yodah. So I believe the Hadak says, Ha'ekeke, v'in yodah, but Ha'ekeke means to his father. Like the Rey, the Kishnagar, the Kishman, Amas. The Atonim is Kishnagar. The Parala is in the other Shema. Apparently the day of Tishma, which was the day of Hope, the day of Tishma, the day of Hope, that all the many people still remember, at the beginning of the Bible, you still tie an evil and apprehensive on the part of the community. Yes, fear, the fear, let something dreadful happen again, and let us surprise. I'll tell you more, whatever must be done. The ghost of the Kohen haunts them, stubborn, and particularly on the day of Tishma. And if it was true as the entire thing of Rabbi Shem, it was said, after the last decades of Rabbi Shem, Chazal called those decades Apoim Shalom Shemesh Kol HaRabbayim, when everything was under the evil. When everything, Chazal suggested, Kohum is closing on. He's closing in on your heart. But everything that he actually told the story of disaster. Somehow, in the last year, during the Yishen Yira, these Christians have come in the room, gripped everybody's colors of the knowledge. We know that it can go to recite the special story that we put out in Pashkarashi, Bada Midrash. The mission does not say what he says, Ramza Shiyami. It should continue to say. It should not be the case. But it may continue to be the point after he said it. We are told that in the morning, Judah got in knowledge, that the servant came to Bada spent a long time in the sanctuary. He was not there at all. The girl then became, we had already to walk in, and to see what happened to him. So they met him and they awaited the controversy. So they reprimanded him why he stayed up so long. He said, it's the lousy away from him, and he looked at him. He demanded after the Kimasoko, some of them, Kosher the Nechel, she's the lousy away from him, lousy is an English. The Talmud tells us also that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai recommended the Ginz of Eichel, which used to be offered by himself. Eichel, Eichel, mit Lema atom Nabis Atzmecho, while you drink that beer. The day I go, of course I know it's the same course in the heart. It's a kind of thing, of course. It's not a good thing, it's a good thing. But we want to know that the Eichel is a good thing. And the the obligation of Peterborough. It means this foreboding and concern made a change. And she walked along with the creepers near, you know, should not happen. The day was an hour to be ready. Kazal called the Peterborough. Mit was so the deres, three on the deres. And he's gone by la hu, by la ze, by la hu. The rendition was three on the deres. There was a tradition that Tishabov is the day of catastrophe, the day of warning, the day of disaster. And the memory was still fresh, memory of human destruction. That's how Tishabov was interested. I left Kebachel Yeshachavishi, shall I weep and cry? And with a silly God, it should not happen again. Linger there a moment as well, another means wrong, at least. Of course, you understand very well, and I don't tell it. The promise cannot be a promise, unless the ghost of Haiti has completed it. As long as the ghost of Haiti somehow makes its appearances from time to time, the promise can never be a promise. And I believe me, you know my relationship to Alice is going to take a position. You know that one. I don't have to explain it to you, but to make some of it. I do. But, and I hope that I take revenge from you, but that is you, Mr. Clark.
I feel all this.
Still stopping through the halls. We haven't dreamed ourselves of him. And to abandon Tishabov to betray him. And Tishabov not only mourning, it's prayer. It is killing. There is no mourning and a promise without killing. The apostle said, give that same mystery as apostle. Even Tishabov, I mean, the main theme of the day is killing. Killing for redemption and killing for protection that we have achieved. Only fools can speak this way, elegant fools. Of course you understand very well the element of fear will completely disappear in time to Messiah. This messianic message is singled out by the prophet as the one of security and peace, remedy and harmony, free from all fear, from body and free sentiment. Then Tishbev will be abandoned, moreover will celebrate him as a great holiday. However, I believe this is not the only answer. By Tisha B'Av was observed in Manishimi, by Tisha B'Av and all Tzemis must be observed now, and even, as we all hope, at a time when Israel will achieve greater victory. And I believe, and here lies the answer, not so much in here, it is a true reason, but I believe the answer lies somewhere else, the proof of this problem lies somewhere else. There is, however, another criterion which must guide us vis-à-vis the problem of observance of Athanasius. The Bayeshemi was an equivalent substitute for the Bayeshemi. Of course, Chazal say, Hamisha Dron Chosko the Bayeshemi, there's a certain charisma who was lacking the Bayeshemi. There was no Ruach HaKodesh, there was no clairvoyance, no inspiration, age, even the Tumim, all right. But still, the novice says, God will hear, Kreda Bayis Achem, Kreda Bayis Orishim, greater is the glory of the second house
I mean, this is the last hour. You refer to the Bhai Krishna means good for 410 years, about 320 years. It was the equivalent of suffering. However, one thing the Bhai Krishna could not accomplish. One problem it could not resolve. One task it could not perform. Namely, the Bhai Krishna could not answer the questions which Yom Yom posed in Eicha, in the Book of Lamentations. Those questions have not been answered by the great historic event of the restoration of the Bhai Krishna. There was no answer to the problem of one hope. The great but perplexing problems of Tzadik Virali Rosh HaVetayim, which came to expression in the Book of Eicha, concerning the destruction of the house of God by all the Torah, the murder of prophets and priests in the Beis Hamikdash, the death of infants and the dishonoring of women in Jerusalem by holy of savages and brutes, have remained unresolved and unanswered by the restoration of the Bhai Krishna, and they remained as puzzling and as enigmatic as they were during the 70 years of exile in Babylon. The question of Eicha Yosh Vavoda, the question of Eicha Yosh Yuam Zor, the question of Eicha Yoyiv Be'ate has not been answered. Because they were during the 70 years of exile in Babylon. The question of Eicha Yosh Vavoda, the question of Eicha Yosh Yuam Zor, the question Eicha Yoyiv Be'ate has not been answered. Of course, did you accept the will of God in the miracle? But the event of whom remains nonetheless inexplicable and incomprehensible. The Rei Adishem Vapito Mil Altokei has not lost its relevance as an outcry of sorrow-laden and grief-stricken, lonely and desolate Novi, even at the time when the second Vaishu was dead. And the brooding of Yom-Yo on the tragic destiny of the people, and being the target for the errors of the Almighty, Dorach Kashvim and Yitzhirinik in Mator Lachit, has not ended with the restoration of Eretz Israel and the second Bais. The Nevi'im were witnessed, the construction of the second temple stood even then at the Pasuk portrays the events in Ezra, stood even then while the ordinary young insensitive and vulgar people rejoiced and sang and shouted for joy. The Nevi'im stood in the sick anguish in their hearts, submerged in deep sorrow, brought on by those inexplicable blows of the Almighty. Even though the great miracle of Shiva seeing who was realized. Who has ever seen as clearly as Kali Chagal Malachi that the answer the old questions of the great master, the young master, the young born in the world, has not been given, and the truth has not been revealed at the Hanukkah of Bar Yishayim. The Yizdu Abim in the Sefer Hashem, the Yamdu Abim, the Yerushim Bachatet, the Sfarvim, the Yosso, the Yitzor Tayim, the Halal Yishayim Hashem, the Yamdu, the Halal, the Yidore, the Yishayim, the Yitzor, the Yom Chazdu, the Yisroel, the Chorogam, the Yiriyu, the Chorogam, the Chorogam, the Yiriyu, the Chorogam, shouted for joy, the Rabbi Meakim of Vin, Rosh Yehovis, Haskin, and Rosh Yehovis, Abai Yisovishim, in those days, the Abai is the name, those who still remember the first Hamidah. Not so much the first Hamidah, but the home, the destruction. the hundreds of thousands of Jews, of heroes who fell. The murder, the bloodshed, the devastation of the land. Or you take him, the king of Israel. Cried aloud. The rabbin, but many demanded. The many. The true of the Simcha. The Yom Akir and Kirk was a Simcha, the king of Israel. Some interpret that the shouts of joy were being drowned out by the well at once. Of course, we are obligated to thank God for his mercy and loving kindness for every victim. Yet, our gratitude to the Almighty does not ipso facto erase memories, events and experiences which demand explanation and keep on asking a call. When Tisha B'Av came around after the dedication, the people chanted it again. More than the West, more than the Hulun, or is there the substitute? In general, my friend, there is a substitute for God. As long as it, somebody was a dear to him, who was loved and he was dedicated, there is no substitute. Can never be replaced. The loss can never be replaced. Nothing in the world can fill the vacuum. Unless the person is vulgar, it's all right. Or a sick number. And particularly, national capacity is destruction of the land. Dedication of Vaishnavi has not explained the manifestation. And let me ask you, may I have a basis? Does the establishment of the state of Israel with all his glory, with all the Kiddush Hashem, rationalize the cataclysm in which befell our people in the 40s? Is there compensation in the Tzvah Ganal in Israel, in my deepest respect, not in the Knesset, not in the Jewish cabinet, not in the Jewish industry in Israel, for 6 million lives we carry for no reason under the sun? Does the Yimatz Ma'ut answer the question of Eicho? Only fools can say so. Arrogant fools. And there are many fools. We must not say that this is the price for the 6 million Jews. This manifests just cruelty in giving. Complete insensitivity. Does the joy of the victory of last year supersede the agony, misery, humorousness, and desolation we have experienced in the last few decades? Aren't we now as dumbfounded and perplexed and speechless as before? Did it ease our pain? Did it placate our mind? Did it answer our doubts, our problems? Did it resolve our doubts? And do not we repeat like here we owe the question of Eicho? For the Sfei Radishem Oyeron, this is the way the Rabbinism willed us to do. And as long as God will, it is as inexplicable as it was during the dark night of Hestaponim. As long as historical events have not been placed in the proper perspective, as long as we grope in the darkness of a prima facie and nonsensical world and absurd history, as long as we hear people scoff at us because of our faith in the benevolent